When the enemy's within me, picture me, my identity's winner. Checking my pedigree, this is my autobiography. More than a philosophy, life is living, and I gotta be driven. Given my history, rising above the odds of
World War Who?
You
World War Who?
It's up
World War Who?
It's true, I think we're fighting ourselves.
World War Who? World War Who?
It's you
World War Who?
It's up, I think I'm fighting myself.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the World War U podcast. I'm your host, as always, Mansfield, and I'm super excited to be here again. Get to share with you, talk to you, and just chop it up and see how we go. Today's episode, I want to talk about expectations. Now, in the society that we're in now, there's a lot of expectation on you to do life. And there's expectations from your parents, there's expectation from your friends, from your spouse, from your basic environment, essentially. But the biggest question that I have for you today is, what are your expectations for yourself? What are your expectations for yourself? And I talk about expectations because there's two things that I kind of gravitate towards when I start talking about living your purpose or finding out what you actually meant to be doing with your life. And to me, it boils down to two things, which are expectation and exposure. So for expectation and exposure to lead you to your purpose or to lead you to your goal, they are part of an environment. Now, we all know that the statement that says you are a product of your environment. So pretty much where you spend most of your time or who you spend most of your time with or the things that you constantly do make up your environment. But the one thing that I would want to point out is that your environment is not only a physical place. Your environment is not only a physical place. Now, there are places that you could be physically that can limit you to achieve what you want to achieve. But there are also places that you can be psychologically, mentally, and emotionally that will limit you from achieving your goal or achieving your purpose. So that brings me back to the point that, so what is your expectation for yourself? And then how do you maximize on that expectation? Because we all have potential to be something. We all have potential to do something with our lives. But the question is, what are you going to do with that potential? Now, in one of our first episodes, I mentioned, what is your why? Why do you do the things that you do? Or why do you want to fulfill your purpose? Why do you want to achieve that goal? What is your why? Because when you answer that question forces you to raise your expectation for yourself. Now, the reason why a lot of people struggle to answer that question is because we are human and we are selfish, naturally. So when someone is to ask me, what is your why? My first instinct is to include me in the answer. But you notice that a lot of selfish ambition has no longevity. It's here today and it's gone tomorrow. Because there is no backbone, there's nothing bigger that is pushing that expectation. But when you start realizing and understanding that there's things like legacy, there's lineage, you know, there's people will remember my name. Or I'm not doing this for just me, myself, but I'm doing this for the people that are coming after me. I'm paving a way. I'm showing that there's a different route to do things. And that's when you start understanding that even if you didn't want to wake up in the morning to go to work, you have to wake up and go to work because you're not going to work for you. You're going to work because you've got a family to feed. One of my favorite quotes is, if I don't kill, my family won't eat. Basically saying that if I do not go out and hunt, my children and my wife are going to starve. So my basis of waking up in the morning is not for me to feel good, but it's because I've got a duty. I made a promise to my wife that I will take care of her and our children for the rest of my life. And not just that, but I need to push beyond that, that even when the day comes that I'm not physically there, they are still well taken care of. So my legacy becomes the driving force. My legacy becomes my why. My children, my wife become my why. My environment, my friends, my family become my why. Because I'm not doing this just for myself. But we're in an environment where, you know, parents come in and say, you know, these are my expectations. This is what I want you to do. Or this is what I expect of you or expect from you. Your friends will also come in and say, well, this is what we expect from you. Your environment will come and say, this is what's expected of you. But we hardly ever take time to sit down and just ask ourselves, what do I expect from me? What do I expect from me? Because once you get an answer to that question, it's easier for you to start moving around or changing your environment based on the answer that you had to that question. There are certain places, like I said, that you're physically in that will not see you fulfill your goal. No matter how hard you try, no matter how talented or gifted you are, because you are in the wrong environment, you are not going to succeed. Now, you remember, if you read the Bible, there's the parable of the sower. The key things that I noticed from that parable is that the seed was the same, but the environment that the seed was thrown into is what's different. So you have the good soil, you have the rocky ground, you have the thorns and the thistles. All that is an environment, but the seed is not the problem. So essentially, you look at your life, and that is the kind of approach that you need to take, that you are a seed. Wherever you are going to get cast, you've got the ability to grow. You've got the ability to produce. But if the environment is physically not conducive, it does not matter how ready you were to grow. You are not going to grow. So this then pushes you to elevate your game. It forces you to change the environment. So this could mean physically moving from a physical location to a different location. This could mean changing the people that you hang out with. This could mean changing the kind of conversations that you have with yourself in your head. This could mean changing the things that you spend your time on. Are you spending your time on social media, or are you studying? Are you reading? Are you learning a new skill? What are you actually doing to change the outcome, regardless of where you may physically be? Because for a lot of people, when you talk about change your environment, a lot of people look at the physical thing. They look like, you know, I grew up in Zimbabwe. Was I going to make it as much as I've made it now if I stayed in Zimbabwe? I really do not know. But from an economic point of view, I highly doubt that, because the economic environment in that country is not as good or conducive as the Australian economic environment is. So physically, I made a jump to a place where I can express myself more. I can expect so much from myself now because the environment is conducive for that. The environment is built to allow that. And so for a lot of people, it gets to that place where, should I leave my friends because I want to pursue this goal? Should I stop doing certain things? Should I sacrifice certain things in order for me to achieve this? And this is where the paradigm shift happens. This is where the mindset changes. Because, like I said when I started, you are a product of your environment. But your environment is dynamic, as just as you are dynamic. So it can change if you are willing to change it. So you need to get to a place that exposes you to different levels. You need to be exposed to things that you necessarily wouldn't have known if you had not exposed yourself to them. And to help you with that, there's three actionable steps that I would want you to take in order for you to actually get to that place where you can start manipulating your environment for it to work better for you. Point number one, you need to choose the right team. You need to be in the right tribe, or you need to be in the right group of people. You need to pick your friends based on your goals and your ambitions and your purpose. So you need to be in a group of people that will motivate each other, people that will hold each other accountable. And not just hold each other accountable, but you need to make a promise to one another that no matter how hard it may be, we will reach the finish line. Even if it means carrying you to the finish line, that's exactly what we're going to do. And you need to be intentional about being accountable to your goal. Essentially, you need to surround yourself with beasts. If you want to be a beast, you need to surround yourself with beasts. There is no point in a lion hanging out with gazelles. I'm sure we all watched The Lion King. There's a time when Simba hangs out with Timon and Pumbaa. His animal instinct, his killer instinct, began to dwindle the more time that he spent with Timon and Pumbaa. Life became a joke. So even if you are a lion, even if you are gifted, if you spend most of your time with people that do not push your gift, or people that do not allow you to execute on your gift, you are slowly going to start losing that gift. Point number two, you need to change how you do things. You need to change how you do things. So this is what I was talking about when I said you need to elevate your game. You need to take your game to another level. You need to aim for that thing that was out of your reach. Because if you are surrounded by beasts, you need to start doing the things that beasts do. And this takes practice. So if you're going to start a business, you need to learn how to run a business. If you want to graduate, you're going to need to study very, very hard for you to get to that place that you need to get to. So you're going to need to sacrifice certain things. You're going to need to stop hanging out at certain times. You're going to need to stop hanging out with certain people in order for you to achieve that one thing that you need to achieve. And this is painful. Sacrifice is always painful. But once you are in an environment where people are actually like, you know what, today we're not going to go out and drink, or today we're not going to just go out and chill and hang. We are going to get down to it and do what we need to do for us to get to where we need to be tomorrow. So you've got your study group. You've got people that you talk business with. You've got your mentors. You've got your coaches. You've got your trainers. You've got your consultants. You've got your friends. People that are there for you regardless. People who do not, who literally give you a no BS assessment of where you are going with your life. And once you change the way that you do things, once you start or you change your practice, it leads to point number three. That when you up your game, your performance also goes up. If you up your game, your performance is actually going to go up. If you practice on doing something repeatedly and consistently, trust me, you get to a place where you're going to master that thing. So the more you train, the more you condition your mind to do a certain thing or to do a certain task, to learn a certain skill, you are definitely going to get to a place where you master that skill. And this is where your environment works. Also helps as well that if you're in an environment that worships execution and training, when you actually get into the game, you're going to blow that joker out. Now, most people that know me know that I'm a Steph Curry fan, and I've made it a point to study his routine on how he just does life and how he just does basketball as a whole. And one of the things that I've noticed with his training routine or with his training regime is that he does all the other basketball drills that help him get his game 100% better. That's what he focuses on when he starts his training. But right at that end, when he's spent, when he's worn out, when he's tired, that's when he starts shooting threes. Now, I know for a lot of people, they think the moment Steph hits the gym, he's shooting threes. No, he runs. He does drills. Everything else. But at that place when he's so tired, he's about to, you know what, I'm wrapping up, I'm about to go home. That's when he starts shooting threes. And he was interviewed one time, people asking, you know what, why do you do it that way? Like, you are known as the greatest three-point shooter in the NBA ever. So why is it that you practice your shots last and not first when you are still fresh in that? And he said, that's exactly the mindset that I want to go against. He's like, shooting threes for him is muscle memory. His body knows how to do it. But that's not what basketball is about. The game is more holistic. The game is more robust. And his ability to shoot threes when he's worn out and tired means that when he hits the game and he's fresh, shooting threes is nothing. Shooting threes is nothing. Imagine if you practice fighting a gladiator and then you just get to fight some other joke off the street. You're going to obliterate them because your training was more intense than what you're actually facing in the game. That all comes from an environment. There's a training session. If you go on Google and just look for Steph Curry shooting threes as a warm-up to a game, where he shot 21 three-pointers pre-game, not in the game, just warming up, 21 straight shots. Now imagine what that mentality does for him when he goes into the game. Imagine what that mentality does for him when he goes into the game. All he's thinking about is what I did in practice, one bucket. What I did in practice, two buckets. What I did in practice, three buckets. Even the team around him is motivated to pass the ball to him because they saw him shoot threes. So you need to get your place mentally that your environment, the environment in your head, allows you to trailblaze, to do something different, to do something new, and to push through your comfort. You are never going to find the right circle of influence in your comfort zone. You are never going to find the right circle of influence in your comfort zone. So you need to challenge yourself. Take your place somewhere else where you are not always the head. Be around people that look at you and say that, you know what, Mansfield, you're average. We are great here. You're average. Be the place where people look at you and say, you know what, you've got potential, but you're not where we are yet. My friends and I have a statement that you cannot sit at our table. And this statement is pretty much, it has nothing to do with the amount of money or the amount of success that we've achieved. But it has to do with our work ethic, that type of conversations that we have when we sit down on that table. You cannot just come and sit there because you have money. You cannot just come and sit there because you are successful. It's taken a lot for us to build that brotherhood that we can safely say, you cannot sit with us on this table. And it's not disrespect to anyone, but we know what we went through as a group, as a team, as a tribe, for us to be able to sit at that table. So if you're not willing to put in the same work that we put in, there is no seat for you on that table. So in closing, the only things that I just want to leave for you is that your environment is everything. And you need to change your environment, and the expectations for your life will change. You also need to change your environment and be exposed to greatness. You need to get around great because you will have no choice but to be great. And you need to answer that question. What do you expect for yourself? And lastly, you need to consider what you are being exposed to. And if it does not work for you or if you do not like it, change that environment. That's all I had to share with you guys today. I hope this helps someone out there. And as always, thank you for rocking with us, and we'll catch you again next week. World war who? It's you. World war who? It's true. I think we're fighting ourselves.